Blog Talk Radio.
Another day of the Choose to Joy broadcast. We had a great episode yesterday with Sister Misty, and thank you so much for coming on and listening. And today's show is brought to you by GloryGiftStore.com. That's GloryGiftStore.com, where you can find everything Christian, from Christian DVDs and books, Bibles in every translation, jewelry, T-shirts, and even homeschooling products for every grade. If you're an administrator at a church, GloryGiftStore.com has chameleon products and offering products, and even clergy robes. So stop by GloryGiftStore.com today. That's GloryGiftStore.com. And thank you so much for supporting the show with Glory Gift Store. And also I want to give a shout-out to Tracy. Tracy, she said she's been supporting the show every day and listening to it and been putting it on her Facebook news feed. So shout out to Tracy. Thank you so much. And thank you all for supporting the show and listening and tuning in. I've been getting great feedback, and people have been saying they've really been getting helped and blessed. And so just continue to share, especially this week. Please share, because we're talking about healing. And there's just so many people out there who are sick, and they just don't have any hope. And so we want to bring them hope with real people who have real testimonies about being healed. And today, we got the doctor, pastor, evangelist. God has used him to move in all the gifts of the Spirit, all the ministry gifts. Let me see if I can get you on. Pastor Hill, hold on. Let me see if I can punch you in. Pastor Hill, are you there?
I'm here, brother. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Oh, man, I'm just so happy. I was just so happy to talk to you last night and get a hold of you. I just gave all the praise to God to be able to get you on the show. Because what sparked it is Misty was telling me, who was on yesterday, she told me that it's like the first time somebody's really gave her a word from God, and you was at our church, and you told her, you said something like, young lady, God has delivered you from those suicidal thoughts. And she didn't even know. It's been, she said she looked back, she had to recall, it's been 8 months since she used to go around telling people, because she was so miserable, she used to tell people she wanted to die. And she would say that out of her mouth, I want to die, I just want to die. And you, from the Lord, told her, the Lord has delivered you from them suicidal thoughts. And she, it's the first time she really just got a word from the Lord. So I said, man, I got to have Pastor Hill on to bless the show. And thanks for coming on, man.
Yes, sir. Brother Eric, it's great to be on the show with you. We give all the praise, glory, and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who keeps us happy, who keeps us healthy because of what he did on the cross for us. And we really enjoyed the testimony of Misty.
Amen.
That young lady, man, she's a blessing from the Lord. And we thank God for just using her mightily as far as the testimony on your broadcast yesterday.
Hallelujah, man. And let's just hop right on in, Pastor Hill. We just want to deal with healing. And you were telling me, you gave me a marvelous testimony yesterday. And I was trying to ask you about when did you start praying for the sick to be healed? Because I've seen it at my church, God used you to minister healing to a lot of people. And so I was wondering, when did you start? And you told me about an experience you had back in 1985.
Yes, sir. 1985, I went to the doctor. I had been experiencing some high blood pressure. And my doctor told me, he was going to put me on some blood medication, blood pressure medication, for a month. And that when I came back, if my blood pressure was not lowered or normal, I was going to have to stay on this medication for the rest of my life. But I didn't receive that. I was led by the Lord on a Wednesday night during Bible study to call everybody to the altar who were experiencing high blood pressure in their life and to lay hands on them to minister to them. So I did that, and I was laying hands on them. I was saying, your blood pressure is normal in Jesus' name. Your blood pressure would never be high again in Jesus' name.
Wait, hold on. So you are sitting here, you was there, and your blood pressure has been diagnosed as being high.
Yes, sir.
So what you do is you call people out of the congregation who have high blood pressure so you can pray for them.
Right. That's what the Lord told me to do.
And what happened?
And so I went back to the doctor. Blood pressure was normal. He was amazed. And so this is 2015. Blood pressure been normal ever since then. Whenever I have to go and do a regular checkup, the nurse always check, and it amazes them because my blood pressure is normal. They'll call my doctor in sometime and say something must be wrong. His pulse is excellent. His blood pressure is excellent, and so what's wrong with him? And so she said, oh, that's Pastor Jerome. He works out. He's a preacher, and he follows the Lord. And so, man, you know, God is good, and blood pressure been normal since then, praise the Lord.
So this is 30 years later.
Yes, sir.
30 years later. You still have good, excellent blood blood pressure.
And then every now and then one of my members would tell me that, Pastor, my blood pressure been normal since you laid hands on me and prayed for
me.
And the Lord told me when they started telling me that, he said, you know, the scripture says in Luke, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down. And so when you sow what you need into the lives of others, it'll come back to you. Good measure, pressed down. And then the Lord told me also, he said, there will be times Spirit of God will come on you and you'll just call out high blood pressure. And there will be people in church services who will respond. And that'll just remind the devil of the low blow he tried to attack you with and how I defeated the weapon of high blood pressure in your life. That if he ever attack you in that area again, he knows what's coming back to him. See, sometimes the devil don't know what's coming back to him from us believers, but he ought to know every time what he's getting from us.
And he ain't been able to mess with you ever since in that area.
Oh, no. I mean, I shout every time somebody come down with high blood pressure because I know what's getting ready to happen.
Well, listen, Pastor, at the end of the show, can we get you to pray for people that are sick, and especially people with high blood pressure? Can we get you to do that?
Yes, sir. Oh, definitely high blood pressure. Hallelujah. Definitely, brother.
So you that was one of the first times, I guess, you really stepped out and prayed for the sick. And then you was telling me later on, back in like the mid-90s or so, where you had an experience with your brother, and then shortly after that, you really started using your faith to pray for the sick.
Right. My oldest brother died in 1997, went to be with the Lord. He had bone marrow cancer. And he was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer about in 1992. I received a phone call. I was in Arizona at the time. And they said, pray for him. Doctor is giving him only about 6 months to live. He's going to have to retire from his job. He'll be in a wheelchair. He'll be incapacitated. And so as some of the brothers who I was with to pray, we prayed. When I got home, got off the plane, went straight to St. Thomas Hospital, laid hands on my brother. He got well out of the hospital. And through all his treatment, he would be feeling good, feeling down. But he would come to church.
Well, they
I
gave
would
him,
always have
at that point, they gave him a short period of time to live. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct. They gave him only about 6 months to live.
Wow.
And
in 92.
He didn't. In 92. But he didn't go to be with the Lord until 97.
So the power of God was working in his body.
The power of God was working mightily in his body. And there would be times from 92 to 97 he would be feeling down. I would go lay hands on him. And other family members were praying for him. And the Lord would touch him. He would come to church. I would go back, lay hands on him, or call him down, pray, lay hands on him. Instantly, he would get better. But there was one time, and I'll never forget, in 1997, first of 1997, the Lord told me, he said, you can't call him down no more. You can't go back and lay hands on him. He had to come get it. He has to come down and take it for himself, had to come get it for himself. But he never would get up. Never would get up. And so shortly after that, my brother's health began to fail. And everything that the doctor had said that would happen to him, it happened. It happened. But, you know, I'm one that, like your pastor, you know, Lord showed me a sign that, you know, my family members saved, that they know you, even though my brother came to church. But I wanted to know of assurance of his own salvation.
Right.
And so on March the 21st, 1997, at Baptist Hospital at 10:35 p.m., I was in the room with my brother. My brother was on a high dosage of morphine. People come in. He didn't know them. He was out of it. But his wife and myself, we were in his room. He turned over and asked me, call me by my name, that my family called me. Call me by my name. And asked who else was in the room with him. And then he told me, I want to pray and get right with the Lord. And so I led him in a prayer of repentance, a prayer of assurance. And then the Spirit of God came on my brother so strong, he began to pray and praise God in his hospital room. And it was like he was looking up into the heavens. And he just said, I've seen the light. I've seen the light. And the Lord is coming to get me. Jesus is coming to get me. I've seen the light. I've seen the light. And so, you know, that was a peace there, man. The joy of the Lord was there. And everybody who came in his room after that was just rejoicing because we knew that he was just ready to go now. He was ready.
Right.
And on March the 29th, my brother went home to be with the Lord after he was discharged from Baptist Hospital. He went home to be with the Lord. And so that was real powerful, man, powerful testimony. But I forgot to tell you, like I told you last night, my brother said, Uncle James is ready to go too. We had an Uncle James who, he said, Uncle James has seen the light, and he's ready to go be with Jesus too. And Uncle James, he was in great health at the time, but in September of 1997, one weekend, my Uncle James began to feel bad. We praying for him. And he started feeling a little better, but everybody thought he needed to go to Baptist just to be checked out. So he called a friend of his to take him to the hospital. Friend helped him to his vehicle. My uncle gets in. Once my uncle gets in, they take off, headed towards Baptist. My Uncle James slumped over, drops his head. He's gone to be with the Lord just that quick. And I had family members who said, well, Uncle James never joined church, but Uncle James always served in church. So they were bickering back and forth if Uncle James should have a church funeral. You know, that doesn't really matter as far as you have a church funeral or
right.
funeral at the funeral home. But they was saying he must not have been saved because he never joined church. And we know Jesus saves. You know,
yes.
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And so I reminded them of what my brother said in March, that Uncle James had seen the light also and that he was ready to go to be with Jesus. And so that gave all the family assurance concerning Uncle James being saved. And so, man, you know, God was moving. Great homegoing celebration for my brother. Great homegoing celebration for my uncle. But through those experiences, the Lord began to speak to me. It's just like, you know, we're taught by your pastor to hate what God hates. God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. And
right.
I believe that not too many of us hate the attack of sickness upon our bodies. And
right.
we just tolerate sickness in our physical bodies instead of attacking it with the healing scriptures or the healing word of God through Jesus or God's redemptive work on the cross through Jesus and what he gave us, because by his stripes we are the heal. And we
yes.
need to learn how to attack sickness with the stripes of Jesus who have already healed us.
And so you started to take, did you say that you, when your brother passed, you started to take it kind of personal?
And I did.
You knew it was the enemy that did it. Now, let me ask you this real quick, because most people believe, who just don't know Jesus, man, they believe that when their loved one died, they'll say that God took him, or, you know, they'll say, God took my brother. If God loved us so much, then why did he take, you know, my brother so early? But you knew it wasn't God that took your brother. It was the devil that put that sickness on him.
It was the devil.
And how were you able to discern that it's not God that's taking your family members?
Well, the Bible says that the thief cometh not but steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
But I came, Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and life more abundantly. It's God's will that we live a long, satisfied life. And once we're satisfied, I believe that's when we go. And it ought not be sickness or disease that takes us out, because one thing I know, that there's no sickness or disease in heaven. And so since there's no sickness or disease in heaven, the scripture teaches us, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
And so whatever his will is there, that's his will here.
And
so it's not his will. It's not his will for us to be sick.
And you knew that, and you knew it was the enemy who put that sickness on your brother, who was
on
taking his life.
Right.
And you decided he's going to have to pay.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. And see, I always tell members who's going through attacks from the enemy, when there's a low blow, you know, tragedy comes to families or situation test and trial come, I said the best attack or counterattack against the enemy, hit him with the low blow. And the lowest blow to the devil is when we go share Jesus with sinners and win them to the Lord. That is the lowest blow to the enemy. taking his children.
Right.
Because, and too many people who go to church, they just tolerate the attacks of the enemy, destroying families or what have you. But the best attack against him is to win his children from him.
Amen.
And that they become children of the Most High God.
Amen.
You're talking about rejoicing in heaven. Now, that'll cause heaven to rejoice. When one person repent, then you know if heaven is happy, we're going to do a little shouting down here on earth. But you know, we know that it's not God's. We know that it's not God's will for us to be sick, because Jesus went about. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now Jesus said, "Only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say." And so when Jesus went around healing the sick, we know and we knew that it was not the will of the Father for people to be sick, but to be healed, but to be made whole.
Is there a time, Pastor Hill, where that, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you kind of grow up in the ministry as a Baptist preacher?
You didn't have to bring that up, but I did.
Well, I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, yes. Well, I understand. I understand. That's part of the background. Right.
Yeah, and I was trying to understand how you came from being a Baptist preacher to really ministering and letting God use you in the gifts of the Spirit the way he does.
Well, one thing, the Lord began to speak to me and share, and I accepted it. But Lord, if it's in your word for us to live by, I want that. And so gradually, as far as me growing spiritually, the Lord began to speak to me about certain subjects and things in his word. And then the Lord led me meet your pastor. We met on the basketball court playing in the church basketball league. Your pastor, as an evangelist, was always praying for people at the basketball games after he got through beating up on them on the basketball court. And so, you know, we became friends, and he met with me. He shared some things with me concerning being filled with the Spirit of God. He sat down with me because he said, "I knew I had to sit down and talk to you about this, because you wasn't going to accept it unless I showed you in the Word." And so he showed me in the Word at my church one afternoon. He just showed me a scripture upon scripture about, you know, God has something more for you. And as he began to share, and then he was getting ready to walk up out of my office, and then I said, well, preacher, ain't you going to lead me in those tongues? And so I got filled with the Spirit of God, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And so from that experience, it revived my church, renewed my church, as far as I knew that we were not following Baptist doctrine or principles. And so that's how we really began to get more into the things of God, what God desired for us to know through his word. But yes, we were Baptists, but we wasn't acting like traditional Baptists.
Right.
Right.
Did you, is there any particular healing that you was able to minister that just really stands out, something miraculous?
There's been many times in which the Lord has moved, and one particular is when I was at a church in Clarksville, Tennessee, and just ministering the word of God. And I told this lady that God was doing a work in her hip, because she was having hip problems. And I said, "God is healing your hip right now in Jesus' name." And people around her said they could hear noise is coming from her, and that God supernaturally healed her hip. They could hear it, like they said, "We heard some clapping noise going on from this lady." And the lady said that her hip was healed, and she got to moving and jumping and praising the Lord, and everybody knew she was not supposed to have been doing that because of her hip problem.
Right.
So, you know, that was awesome. We just had a situation at our church on New Year's Eve also, which was a real blessing to me. Visiting church came, and this lady in her 60s, she was walking with a cane. In our church service, we was up praising and magnifying the Lord. And this, everybody started running in the church. This lady on this cane, she gives up and started running. Her husband went wild because he said, my wife had a stroke
some years ago,
about 5 years ago, and she hadn't been able to run. She hadn't run, never ran before. And then he saw his wife get up and start running during the church service. He took off, and the man got so drunk on the Holy Ghost because the power of God just touched his wife. And, man, she did not want to stop running. And so that was great moves of God. Great moves of God. I can tell you
we've been seeing at our church where you prayed for a lady, and I think she had lumps somewhere where she had to, it must have been somewhere private because she had to go to the bathroom and check it. And
right.
You prayed for her, and she came back. The lumps was gone. Man. And when you move in the Spirit, I love the way the Lord has you to move in the Spirit because it's so graceful. I remember one time you came to our church and you would just repeat over and over, it's so easy for my Jesus. It's so easy for my Jesus.
Right.
And just nothing's too hard. Is there any case too hard for the Lord?
No, he's already healed us of any case that we think is hard because there's nothing too hard for God. I mean, nothing at all too hard for God because greater is the God that's in us than any sickness or disease that's in this world. With God, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Pastor, here we got somebody who wants to chime in. I believe this is another pastor. Let me see if I can get him in.
Okay.
Area code 770.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Mr. Happy Slapping Preacher.
Happy Slapping. Who can question God? Who can give him advice? Glory.
Watch out there, preacher.
Snap happy down here. Hallelujah.
Pastor Robert, man, I love you.
Pastor Hill.
Pastor Robert Denson. Praise the Lord,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Great to
Pastor
hear you.
Is anything too hard for the Lord to hear?
Ain't nothing. Nothing too hard. I read where he holds all the oceans in two of his hands, measures the galaxy from his thumb to his little finger, all the sands of the world in one basket, and he can pick them up. Lord, that's a big God, ain't
it? That's a big God.
Pastor Robin, man, where are you going to be able to get on the show? I'm going to call you after the show. We're going to schedule to get on here. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Man, I appreciate you.
It's been blessing listening to y'all.
Praise the
Lord.
Say
that again.
I said, it's been a blessing listening to y'all's radio station.
Amen, man. Thank you so much, man. I see you on here almost daily, man, tuning in, man. I really appreciate it, man. We just uplifting the name of the Lord.
y'all be blessed, and I'll see you soon.
Amen,
yes,
brother.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you a call today, Pastor.
Love y'all.
Love you too, bro.
Love you. That's Pastor Robert Denson, man. I just love him. Man, I look forward to him every time he comes up for the ministers' conference and the revival. I just look forward to him. We always love on each other. Have a good
Amen.
Time. Pastor
Great
Hill,
fellowship.
Tell me how you've had to exercise faith when your body's been attacked. I think you said like in 2005.
2004.
So, yeah, what happened then?
2004, I had a reaction to a medication that my doctor put me on.
And were you able to get some money from him for putting you on the wrong medication? Okay, well, never mind. That's another story.
No. They said mistakes happen. So they saying that people dying, it just happened. It's just all a part of the process.
So you forgave him? Which
that was the only thing to do. And just thank Jesus. Walk in love.
That's right. Amen. Okay, but he put you on the wrong medication, and then how did your body respond?
My body responded where I had a rash all over my body. Had a fever. Temperature went up to eventually up to 104.8, and my body organs were shutting down. They say I was at stroke level. My body turned fire engine red. My head got real big, as my members said, bigger than what it is now, Pastor. And so they said that was huge. But my body organs were shutting down. And doctor trying this antibiotic and that one and this one, and nothing was working. And my doctor standing over my bed and saying, I don't know what else to do for you. I don't know what to do. Then no one wants to hear their doctor stand over their bed and say, I don't know what to do for you, since they're supposed to have all this medical knowledge. And the doctor said, I don't know what else to do for you. And so while I was there in the hospital at St. Thomas, I was in the hospital for 7 days, family concern, church family concern, you know, not knowing what was happening to my physical body. Every time someone would call, my family, my mom, my wife, was telling them my symptoms. So I'm laying there hearing my symptoms all the time, every day. And so I told them, I said, don't tell nobody else about my symptoms. Just tell them I'm healed, feeling good, because I didn't need to keep hearing that. Every time I would close my eyes, the devil would show me dead in a casket, being wheeled down the aisle at my church, the lid open, because the devil wanted me to know that was me in that casket. And so he showed me at the altar, dead in a casket. But one thing I would never do, I would not receive what the devil showed me. The only thing I was receiving was the word of God.
Let me ask you a question right there. If people receive those images from the devil when they're sick, when they're at their low moment, if they receive those images and start to meditate on them, then they're going to die, or they're not going to get any better.
That's a death sentence.
That's a
death sentence right there. Right, that's a death sentence. My favorite scripture during that time, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
That was my favorite scripture. Whenever I closed my eyes and I saw me in a casket, I always would say, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I always said it. And so I had a cassette tape player in my room after I told them to shut down, telling everybody my symptoms. Had it playing 24/7. Anybody came in my room, doctor, nurse, tech, family, friends, church, they always heard something about healing being talked.
But hold on, Pastor Hill.
Yes,
this
sir.
This is 2004?
2004.
And you had a cassette player in your room?
Yes, sir.
We need to get you some kind of MP3 device or something else, Pastor Hill.
That was 2004. We have phones, all that on phones now. But that was 2004. That's all we had back then. But it worked. Yeah, 2004.
What healing scriptures? Did you have like the Brother Hagin healing scriptures on?
Had Brother Hagin's healing scriptures. Had teaching by Brother Hagin on healing. Had some of Gloria Copeland's teaching on healing. Yeah, right. Just had even my own teaching on healing, because I had taught for about a year, year and a half, every Wednesday night on healing. And so we had put together some healing scriptures. And so I would have family members, even church members, to come in my room, read healing scriptures to me, pray a prayer that we had put together, a healing prayer we had put together. Had them constantly doing that. And the fourth day, when it was looking real bad, because every night I was just sweating so bad, my bed had to be changed, my clothes had to be changed two or three times every night.
Wow.
One of my church members, he was a doctor at Vanderbilt. He lives in Mississippi now. He came to visit me. He read the healing scriptures to me. He read the healing prayer to me. He got at the foot of my bed, began to pray in tongues. And when he finished, he looked up at me. I looked down at him. And at the same time, we just both broke out in a ha, 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 ha. And right then and there, man, right then and there, that fever broke.
Praise God.
That fever broke. Praise the Lord. Doctor don't know how it happened. And I just told him, we just kept telling him it was just the power of God, power of God, power of God. And so one of my favorite scriptures is, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And that's why, you know, I always heard your pastor, you asked him how he's doing. He always said, Jesus got me happy and full of joy.
Yes, sir.
And so here I am experiencing what I was experiencing in my physical body. But a merry heart worked like medicine in my physical body in that hospital room.
Wow.
Doctor came to my room, said, we want to take a picture of your head and your body, because we never had a case like this before, and we want to study you. We want to study you in the classroom. And so, man, God was good. He is good. And he healed my
man,
body.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And
he healed me.
That's what I really wanted to see if I could focus on a little bit as the week goes on, is that people had real experiences, because that's a real experience that could have took your life had it not been for the word of God. And,
right.
And anybody can do it. Anybody can put the word of God to work and be healed of anything.
That's correct. Correct.
Pastor, if you would, can you just pray for people that are sick right now, and especially high blood pressure?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Father God, we just come to you in the blessed name of Jesus, our risen Savior, who is our healer, who makes us whole, and hath delivered us from every sickness and disease. And Father, we thank you for your anointing that is present through the phone lines right now to heal, to make whole, and to deliver your people from the oppression of the devil. And we thank you that your word says, it's your will that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So, Father God, right now, we speak to high blood pressure. And we cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. And we tell those who are listening right now, who will listen to this podcast, to be whole, to be healed of high blood pressure in the precious name of Jesus. And by Jesus' stripes, their blood pressure is normal. And we give you thanks for it being done. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. And Pastor, can you let us know where your church is and when your services start?
Our church is Family of Faith Church. We're located at 106 Joyner Avenue. That's in Nashville, Tennessee. Zip code 37210. We're located two blocks north off of Thompson Lane, from Nolensville Pike. Our service time, Sunday school, 9 a.m., worship service, 10 a.m. And every Wednesday, we have prayer at 6:30, followed by what we call Perfecting the Saints Bible Study at 7 p.m. Everyone is invited to come out and to share in the ministry of Family of Faith Church. And Brother Eric, we thank you for allowing us to be a part of this ministry, this podcast. And we thank God for the work that God is using you to do for his glory and for his kingdom.
Amen. And I would love to have you back on, because the Lord is just, he's used you in so many different ways, and I wanted to focus more on healing today. But, man, if I could get you back on, we could talk, we could tap in a lot more things, especially in the area of joy. Because there's something about when you get to flowing with the Holy Ghost, there's not a sad soul that be in the midst of that presence. I mean, the whole church lights up. You start flowing, man. I mean, it's just like a gift of joy comes off it. And you just can't be sad, man. So I'd love to have you back on, man. Would that be possible sometime in the near future?
Yes, sir. We would love to do that, and thank God for you. And Jesus got
Amen.
Us happy and full of joy. And if anybody wants to follow me, if anyone wants to follow me on Facebook, they can.
Yes.
And tell them to really check out my last post. Not my last one. My Sunday's post. And they'll see a happy picture of me.
And give them your full, what's your full name on Facebook? Is it Jerome Hill?
It's Jerome M. Hill. It's Jerome Hill Sr.
Jerome Hill Sr. So check them out. Befriend them on Facebook, and you'll just get blessed. This is another broadcast. We're titleless. Healing Belongs to Us. This is number two with Pastor Jerome Hill. And also, this show is brought to you by GloryGiftStore.com. And make sure you go check out that website today. And we love you. Thanks for tuning in today. Thank you again, Pastor Hill. And we'll
bless you, my brother.
Shop now.
Amen.
God
Hallelujah.
Bless. We out.
All right, brother. Love you, man. All right.
And love you.